morning, world. How are we doing today? My day's been interesting so far. kiss the moon, they say. Well, I kiss the skies, get very gray skies all day. That's what I say. Cause you are my sunshine, my only sunshine, my only way. My skies are gray all days when you are away. All those days, dreary days, I had hope before sunshine comes my way. Faith becomes hope. Hope becomes faith. They're hand in hand. With faith comes hope. And I need my faith. Cause she's my sunshine. My only sunshine. She makes me happy when skies are gray. She never knows, dear, how much I love.
Certain parts of their brain will not move on. Dude, no, that's some traumatic shit. Trust me, I know I was 5 for a very long time. Now I'm probably like 6 or 7, so that's probably why I'm throwing it down and can't rhyme. I can rhyme a little bit, but hey, it's okay. I don't give a flying fuck about it. I'm here to spread the message. Not sound great. I don't give a fuck what you think. If you think I sound stupid, that's great. Good for you. But guess what, bitch? I'm still coming for you. I'm coming out hard and I'm swinging fucking left and right. I will stand my ground and I will fucking fight until you put me in the ground and that last cannon sounds. It's my fight. It's my time. It's my fucking message. I am the one. The creator told me. The motherfucking one. Went to a different plane when I was in surgery. We had a little conversation. We had a little meeting. Guess what he told me? That he had made you this strong. You know why? Because you are the one that's gonna make the change and not afraid to back down. You will not fold. You're not that cold. You got a good heart. Damn it. You can do this shit. Because guess what? You're worth it. Your life is here for something. And it's not just fucked for how many years. And you through all that abuse and shit to make you just go tears. Why do you think you didn't get to kill you? I tried to kill myself 11 fucking times in 2 fucking years. He started to make a fool about it. So instead, he decided to have a meeting instead. I get it now. I haven't tried to kill myself since. But damn it, I am here for a fucking reason. And that's to save my own kids from traumatic ways to end up like me. That shouldn't happen. Being stuck at 5 isn't fun, okay? I'm not proud of this, but I will be proud of me someday. Because this is the change. This is the way. You have to put it out there and fucking say it. So why the fuck aren't more celebrities out there that are in the spotlight stepping up and saying this shit that's not... It's not fucking recording again. I'm done with this shit. I can't do this no more. This fucking... I can't wait for my microphone to get here. Oh my God. I'm getting pissed today. And you're gonna hear me spit some shit about the police today. Guess what, bitch? You don't know shit about human trafficking or sex trafficking. You can't do shit for me. Why not? Oh, it's probably because you guys don't know your protocol. You haven't been trained. Then you just don't deal with it. But yet, Appleton, Wisconsin is one of the worst fucking cities for it. But you have no fucking training. You can't even tell me protocol. That if someone, I think, just got stolen. Like my friend. She drove away. I don't know where she is. I don't know what she's gonna do. I'm afraid she's not gonna come back. Well, you have to wait and see. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. You shove it up my fucking ass. Now you need to go pull over. You need to fucking follow that track below the top, because this is what, once she gets to the stash house and her trail goes cold, she turns into a missing person. Fucking cold case. And she ain't coming back, because she's gonna be eating dicks all day. And throwing it down, that's the truth on it. Because that's exactly what you have to fucking do. You just do what they say and say what they do. You have to play their games, and they're gonna fuck you. And if you don't like it too fucking bad, you better just hold your tongue and grin and bear it. Because it's gonna happen anyway, whether you like it or not. That's part of being a slave. You don't have a fucking choice anymore, you're their property. And if you don't like it, they're gonna teach you a lesson and do it anyway. Sad but true, they're gonna probably beat the fuck out of you and then they'll do it again. Just to teach you a lesson. Well, I'm speaking from my experiences now. But I wasn't trafficked, I was just molested. You know, not every day, but it was like every other weekend. So I was just a sexual plaything, you know. Yeah, 5 years old was tough, let me tell you. 5 to 9, man. That time flew by. Years, I'm talking on age, dumbass. So, let me tell you about that. No, I'm not gonna tell you about that. Let's get back to sex trafficking. Let's go back to the real facts. The fact that they have more task force for drugs. You know, you're better off being a fucking drug dealer than you are being than sex trafficking. Because guess what? You ain't getting found. Drug dealing? Yep, we got your ass. You're going to jail. But if you want to become a slave, no, we're not even going to look for you. I'm sorry about that. Go have fun, guys. It's basically what they're going to do. Basically what's going to happen. So that, maybe that'll open up your fucking eyes and make you realize that this shit needs to change. How is there no protocol? How is this happening? How is this even okay? It's the U.S. of A. It was abolished in 1863. Doesn't mean shit. It just means it's illegal. It's just it's equivalent to going to buy an ounce of dope. You're illegal. You go on the dark web, you can buy yourself a slave. True story. So, I hope this opens up your eyes and makes you realize this is no fucking lie. It needs to change. So break the silence. Be the wave. Bring the change. That's 3 B's all day. Hashtag that shit. Make that shit go viral. Share the shit out of this song. I don't care. We need this change in the world today. Betty 3B Black is out on this track. Have a great day and namaste. With peace, love. Hey, world. Man, that was a beautiful eclipse. And it was a beautiful ritual I did. Except for the part where you accidentally spilled wax on my parents' fucking little table here on their table. Protector thing for their where their fire is. They're gonna be fucking pissed. I tried to scrape it all off, but you can barely tell now. Go figure what happened like that. But I ended my ritual at exactly 11:11 at the exact peak time of the eclipse is when I ended my ritual. It was absolutely fucking perfect. I'm just sitting down. I have to rest. That was a lot of energy that I just gave back to the universe. I don't even know what to say about it. It's crazy because in the circle that I did for protection around my ritual, because we do a circle of protection, I put candles at north, west, east, south to point it.
And it's crazy because once I lit them and I got my sphere around my ritual, like the sphere of energy for manifesting my goals, not once did they go out. And it's a little breezy. They didn't go out at all. And they're not like in a candle holder. They're not like they were above in the wind. And they didn't go out. It was really cool. I thought that actually they're still lit. I have all four of them still lit, and it's that's crazy to me that they didn't go out, because it's been like all the other ones. Like I have other ones to make a star, a pentacle across it, and the ones that are in the pentacle, those went out. Those didn't stay lit. Where it would make the star, but the four points did. And then the candle holders that I have them in, one of them completely is gone. Like it turned to ash. Like it's where did the candle go? Because the candle shouldn't have burned that whole thing down. Like it was never on fire. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what the purpose is. I don't know what happened here or how or what, but it's gone. It's fucking gone. The candle's gone. It's gone. Like, I'm looking for the candle right now. It's gone. It was a white light candle too. That is, I don't know what to say on that. I'm amazed. Absolutely amazed right now. I'm gonna take a picture of it. This shit is crazy. Like, it's just gone. Like, the candle's gone. The whole container's gone. And it didn't even burn that much. Like, I thought this one went out early. Oh my god, I don't know what to do. That's crazy to me. Like, what the fuck? Wow. Holy. So one of my candles burned down to ash. I'm typing on Snapchat saying how it completely turned to ash and the candle disappeared. Like there's no wax, there's no nothing, it's just gone. I don't know. That's amazing to me. I can't get over that. I don't know where the candle went. I don't know where the holder went. Cause like the holders are, they're like, they are paper, so it could burn. But it should have burned more. And it was a brand new candle that I put in there. And it's just, I mean, it was just a little taper candle, like the magic candles for my rituals. But it should have been there. And it's not. Like, I don't know. I guess maybe my ritual worked. That's kind of cool. I'm kind of empowered by that. All right, Laura Oldball, I just wanted to let you know that I had a great ritual. It's beautiful. I gotta take it all down now and put it away. It's just gorgeous. No. Bullshit. All right, world. How the fuck do I turn this off? Phone's gonna piss me off. Do it be?
time. If I've been wasting my time for all this time, I'm gonna whoop your fucking ass. I don't give a shit if you are fucking cut as fuck when you're just getting out of prison. I'll beat your fucking ass in. And I know you ain't gonna touch me because you don't fucking know. Simmer down.
Good morning, good afternoon, world. How are we doing today? Got a new episode for you guys. I am going to drop some of the music I wrote over the weekend. And, basically this podcast, I had basically what I did this weekend. I had new moon or full moon lunar eclipse, and it was beautiful. Oh my god, I did first ritual. It was great, so empowered. Just I've had a great 24 hours. Went over to a friend's house after the ritual, and we had got into a glow stick fight. Literally, we opened glow sticks and just chucked them around the room and threw them at each other. It was so much fun. I don't think I've ever laughed so hard in my life. And then we went on a mission to go find eggs and, bacon. And Mona Mart didn't have any. So we were going to go to festival. And you know, festival's not 24 hours anymore. They close between midnight and 5 a.m. We went to both tours before we figured that one out. And then we went to next stop. We're like, oh, we'll go to Cook Trip. Okay, so we go over by the Cook Trip by my house. Oh, no, they close now. This Cook Trip is 24 hours for as long as I can remember. They close now. And so we go to the next Quick Trip, which it was open by my house, because there's two literally within like 2 miles of my house. And pull in, whatever, get our eggs and bacon. We're all excited. We're going to go back to my house and make it. And the cop's sitting in the parking lot. I'm like, oh, he'll be gone by the time we get out. I go, he's still sitting there. Pull out. Sure, shit. He turns his lights on and he falls out after. I'm like, fuck, we're gonna get pulled over. I'm like, oh boy. This is me. I'm like, we're gonna get, I'm like, I don't know why he's following us, but we're gonna get pulled over. Sure, shit. We got pulled over. Okay, so if you know this, but the girl didn't have her, she didn't have a license either. I don't have a license. I'm like, oh fuck. I'm gonna fuck walking. So, cop pulls us over. He's like, hey guys, how are you doing? God, how are you doing tonight? Blah, 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 whatever. He's like, do you have your license? She's like, I don't have it on me. Blah, blah, blah. He's like, he asked me for mine, and I'm like, legally, they cannot ask me for my driver's license because I'm a passenger. I did nothing wrong. I'm just riding in the vehicle. But I'm not going to try and start shit with a cop. So I was like, yeah, here we go. You got mine. Like, I'm on paper, blah, blah, blah. I get along with my probation officer. I love her. Please don't make me call her and let her know. I'm like, I'll call and let her know, blah, blah. And he's like, wait, did you just say you love your probation officer? I'm like, yeah, we have a great relationship. We get along great. He's like, okay then. I'm like, yeah, well, it's the truth. So he grabs my license and then he just walks away. Never even asked my girl her name to run her stuff. I'm thinking, we're not gonna have to walk because he did not ask to just make sure that you're a legal fucking driver. He was a younger dude. Gave us a warning because she had a suspended registration for a parking ticket, and that's why he pulled us over. So he obviously waited. He must have ran the plates when we were inside. He gave us a warning and let us drive away. It was pretty fucking awesome. But it was just like the victim. She's freaking out. She's like, I don't want to walk. I'm in a dress. Oh my god, how am I gonna get home? I'm like, dude, chill. I don't think you're gonna get a ticket. Like, I don't think he's gonna do anything. He might get a ticket for suspended driving with the suspended registration. But even then, I don't think he's gonna do anything because he didn't ask your name. She's like, what? I'm like, he didn't ask for your name, dude. He's not running it to see if you have a license or not. And she's like, oh my god, you're right. He didn't. I'm like, yeah, chill the fuck out. You want a cigarette or something? Like, everything's gonna be fine. So yeah, no, he came back. It was really funny. I'm like, don't worry, I'll text my PO in the morning. Or I'll text her now if you want. He's like, hey, you can wait till the morning. I'm like, yeah. Like, I texted her. So I told him, like, yep. I told her the funny story. And then I told her about me recording my music as well. And I finally recorded it and released it. Because you gotta do a negative and a positive. Because it equals it out. And she texted me back. She's like, thanks. Oh, thank you, Jessica. I'm really proud of you. It's always a good thing to hear from her that she's proud of me, because you know what, it's really nice to hear that people are proud of me, because I'm proud of my fucking self. I'm very fucking proud of myself right now. I'm doing what I'm saying and saying what I'm doing, and I'm being positive about it. Like, my life has gotten so much better, so much better, and just in a matter of months. Now if I could just get my bipolar under wraps to where I don't have the ups and downs so much, that would be great. Like, my medications work, but I still am, like, there's days that I hardly get out of bed, and that sucks. Like, or I have no energy, or it's just like I'm just dark and down and depressed. Like, I really wish I could get that part, because if I got that part under control, I think I'd be okay. Well, I mean, not fully okay, because I mean, I still got my issues, but, you know, for the most part, life is good right now. I'm happy. For the first time in probably, since I was 16, 17, I'm fucking happy. I have nothing to complain about right now, except for I don't get to see Faith very often. That I do complain about, but other than that, I'm fucking happy, dude. And I realized that today. And that's amazing. Good realization. So yeah, that's how you guys my story about me. After my ritual home, 4 o'clock in the morning, we got pulled over and dude didn't even check to make sure we had a license and driver. Universe works in mysterious ways. Okay, so I hope you enjoy the music. Got into it with, you know what, I will do an intro before your song, so I'll explain each one. Have a blessed day, guys. Much love, buddy.